When the Bush administration and Republican leaders in Congress agree on something, rank-and-file Republican members usually fall in line. That's not the case on the effort to reform media ownership rules. Yesterday, this clash went public when lawmakers in the House voted to strike down a proposed Federal Communications Commission rule aimed at relaxing limits on how many TV stations one company or conglomerate can own. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Some consider the vote to strike down the new FCC media consolidation rules as a stealth attempt to defy President Bush. His administration is pushing for changes that would allow media conglomerates like Viacom and NBC to own a larger share of the national airwaves. It's an effort many lawmakers said they could support. That is, until a storm of criticism came pouring in from groups as varied as the Christian Coalition, the National Organization for Women, and the consumer advocacy group Consumers Union.
Well, I think what we have in common is that we share a desire to see lots and lots of competition in local media markets.
That's Chris Murray of Consumers Union.
When you get that competition, that antagonism between media outlets, that's when they best serve their watchdog function.
Murray acknowledges his group's concerns are different from those of the Christian Coalition, which worries about violence and indecency on network TV. But working together, this strange bedfellows coalition helped woo normally loyal Republican lawmakers in the House away from supporting the Bush administration. And what's even wackier about yesterday's vote, say Capitol Hill insiders, is the back-channel strategy lawmakers used to push the measure through. Bob Okun is a Washington lobbyist for NBC, a network that's been pushing hard to get the FCC reforms through. He explains lawmakers bypassed the normal committee process of legislating and instead attached the media ownership provision to a non-related spending or appropriations bill.
The appropriation bill was brought up right after the July 4th recess. I don't think many members had a chance to really focus on it. And what happens is when it gets buried in a spending bill with lots of other things that people want, it's very hard to separate these things out.
Okun says the frustration for NBC is that all their critics who say that media concentration will lead to too few facts coming from too few sources haven't objectively evaluated TV news. He says when NBC purchases a local TV station, they pour lots of money into building up strong news organizations.
Our profit motive happens to be consistent with the public interest, because in order for you to have a good station in a market, you have to have the number one news team, the number one weather team and sports team. And we've tended to do that.
Arguments for and against the legislation aside, Capitol Hill insiders say if lawmakers thought they'd get the controversial media ownership reforms tossed out without anyone noticing it, it didn't work. President Bush's press secretary indicated today that this is a setback the administration will work to overcome. The president has even threatened to veto the whole appropriations bill if the provision striking the new rule isn't removed. The next battle is in the Senate, where the corresponding appropriations bill will be debated in September. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.